Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause. Today's episode is all about allergies. And I'm talking about seasonal allergies, the ones that show up in the spring or summer or fall. They make your eyes itch, water, you've got a scratchy, sore throat, maybe you might be stuffy, maybe you might get stuffy and then you get a sinus infection. That's what I'm talking about, those kind of things, those allergies that are just annoying. And maybe you're like, I didn't have them when I was a kid, but now I do. What the heck happened? Or you're like, my allergies keep getting worse each year. What the heck is going on? Well, there's a couple things at play here. Now, you have control over your allergies. You don't have to let them control you. I totally sound like a commercial, but the reality of this is that the more inflamed that your body is because of eating Frankenfood and because of being stressed and because of drinking too much alcohol, the more that you are going to have allergies. Now, that might sound absolutely crazy, but hear me out. So your body creates an allergic response based on what it comes into contact with. Now, for example, in terms of pollens and let's say tree, you know, pollens or even ragweed or something of that nature, or even the grasses when they're starting to come into full swing in the spring. Well, you're going to get those little molecules of those plants into your system, and your body's going to have an immune system reaction to it going, oh yeah, I've seen those. Those have got up to my nose and they've gotten into my respiratory system, but they've also gotten into my digestive system. Because yes, you do swallow air and you also swallow it. It goes down your esophagus. Just as much as you breathe air in and out, it gets into your esophagus. It also has contact with your mucosal tissues, meaning your nose tissue, your sinus tissue, your tissue in your mouth. And so if your gums aren't healthy, you also have a more, you're more at risk for having allergies too. So something to think about there. If you have teeth that are in poor condition or you have bleeding gums, periodontal disease, that is a problem. And that's one of the ways that your body can be more irritated and be more quick to respond to pollens and things of that nature. Now, your body responds to these things, right? I said, it brings in that little foreign pollen and it says, oh yes, cedar pollen or pine pollen. It says, yes, I have seen this now. And it creates a memory cell to it. And that memory cell just kind of floats around in your system till you see it again. So that's why sometimes you move to a place and you're like, oh, I just moved from Illinois to Colorado, for example. And you're like, I'm pretty good. I was pretty good the first year, but now the second year, I have horrible allergies. Why was I good the year before but not now? Well, because you had to get sensitized to those things. And so these types of things build over time. And so what I often hear in my office, and this is why I wanted to do this podcast, is what can you do naturally to prevent allergies, but why do my allergies keep getting worse? So let's start first with why do my allergies keep getting worse? So your body has to deal with every single thing that it comes into contact with. And we have mucosal tissue. So this is our nose, this is our mouth, this is all of our gut lining. These are constantly inundated with environmental toxins that we can't control. So things that we inhale, like pollutants, smog, you know, if that's in the air, exhaust from cars, etc. And our body has to deal with that. On top of that, our body has to deal with everything that we put in our mouth. So food, alcohol, etc. The more that your food is not closest to nature, the more your body doesn't know what to do with it. And so it does create an irritant type of reaction because it sits there and the body's like, I don't know what to do with that. What does the body do when it doesn't know what to do with something? It sends warning signals off. Warning signals are histamines. Histamines are molecules, so chemicals, that the body produces. And basically, these histamines bring more blood flow to wherever they're released from. So that's why with histamines, we get increased blood flow, we get more mucus production, and we get redness in the area and swelling and heat. I have a whole podcast on what is inflammation. If you're wondering more detail, go over to that podcast. You can find all my podcasts on DrJKrausND.com or DrJKrausND.com, excuse me. I should know my website by now. And you can see all of the podcasts I have, but there is one on inflammation. So I will reference that one for you to go back and check that out if you want to know more details in terms of the cascade of reaction of inflammation. But the more that you're not taking care of yourself, the more that your body's going to be sending off histamine reactions. The more that you have things going on in your gums, so bacterial infections in your gums, you're not brushing your teeth regularly, you're not flossing, that's an irritant to your mucosal tissues. And so what happens is over time, your body's dealing with that, then you end up having more pollens and other things come into the system, and your body's like quick to react. And so then what you've got is you've got a compounded reaction that makes your allergies worse. Now, in my inflammation podcast, I talked about the inflammatory foods. There are main inflammatory foods: gluten, dairy, soy, corn, and, you know, wheat's kind of in the same category as the gluten. Gluten, wheat, you know, if you want to look at it that way. So gluten, wheat, dairy, corn, soy, sugar. Those are your five biggies in terms of your inflammatory foods, meaning that if you cut down on these, you can also help your body to not be so reactive. Now, a lot of people have acid reflux, and this is a case in which your lower esophageal sphincter, so this is the sphincter between your stomach and your esophagus, this opens up and you get reflux of your food coming up. There are certain foods that provoke that. These certain foods also will create an inflammatory reaction in the body, creating sinus congestion already. And so compound that with you already being sensitized to cedar pollen or pine pollen, now you've got a big, big issue. Here in Tacoma, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been seeing a ton of cottonwood floating around to the point where, like 2 weeks ago, it looked like it was almost snowing here. Now, a lot of us who already have irritated systems, say we have acid reflux, say we're eating a bunch of junk food, say we're super stressed out and we're drinking alcohol to calm our stressors. Well, guess what? You're going to have more of a allergic reaction if you're doing all of those things. So that being said, one of the big things that I tell folks is that, you know what? You don't have to be perfect. You know, I never advertise that people need to be perfect. I'm not by any means. I like pizza. I like my share of different foods. It's just that don't try not to do it every single day. And here's the thing. So I look at allergy season a couple months in advance. So say if you know that your allergies are going to be worse in June. Well, looking back, you can go, okay, 3 months in advance, you want to be getting on it to like clean up the diet. Don't be hitting the alcohol too hard. Watch those inflammatory foods in terms of the gluten, dairy, soy, corn, and sugar. Sugar and dairy are the two biggies that cause the most nasal congestion. They create mucus in the body. This is something that's linked back in Chinese medicine for years and years, that sugar and dairy are big mucus producers. And in Chinese medicine, we call it damp producers. And if you eat too much of it, it can cause sinus congestion and irritation. Well, guess what? If you have sinus congestion already and then you are also an allergic type of person, you have allergies to certain pollens or weeds or whatnot that are in bloom, well, guess what? Now you're going to have a compounded situation. So I usually have folks try to clean it up about 3 months ahead of allergy season. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, crap, I'm like in full swing of my allergies. All right, great. No big deal. Next year, you know, try to be really good with things. And by when I say really good, I'm talking like, you know, a 90-10 plan. 90% of the time you're great, 10% of the time you're cheating. So what? Or you're just letting things slide. I hate the word cheating. It's just life happens, you know, and we do need to have indulgences here and there. Because what the hell is life worth if you can't have some indulgences here and there? So keep the 90-10 rule in mind. But if you're full swing with allergies right now and they're making you miserable and your Zyrtec or Claritin or all of that just isn't seem to be doing the trick, then I recommend, okay, take out the gluten, the dairy, the soy, the corn, and the sugar. And you don't have to do it forever, like 2 weeks. Just let the system calm itself down. Now, what else do you do in that time frame? Well, there's a lot of different things you can do to stabilize your mast cells, MAST cells. Your mast cells are what create histamine. And if you can get those cells to not be so reactive, then you won't have as much of an allergic reaction. So yes, you can use Claritin and Zyrtec and all those things, and Flonase, a lot of people will use that to open up their sinuses. But what I can recommend in terms of the alternatives to it, if you're just like, man, I don't want to go that route. Well, there's something called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. I like folks to be focusing on natural ways to get in quercetin, but of course I understand that if the allergies are really bad, you definitely want to have a supplement to help boost that reaction. So eating things like apples, cherries, berries, all of your cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli family, your green veggies like spinach and kale, your citrus fruits, those have quercetin and something called bioflavonoids that help with preventing the allergic response. But the number one thing for helping with shutting down the histamine response in terms of food is fried onions, and yellow ones in particular have a high amount of quercetin in them. So what I'm doing is having folks think about the apples, the cherries, the berries, the cruciferous vegetables, and your citrus fruits and fried onion. Like thinking about how to throw that in your diet every single day so that you've got those things in there that are going to help with shutting down that allergic system response. So the de-inflaming component. So my rule of thumb for patients is going, all right, we'll add onions in every single day. Make sure you get berries or cherries. And then you're thinking about the cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli family, and your dark leafy greens. Add those in some point throughout the day. You'll take care of it. And typically, if you're doing like 1 to 2 servings of fruit a day and you're focusing on citrus or berries or cherries, you're good. And if you're trying to get in 6 to 8 cups of veggies a day, most of them being cruciferous or your green leafies, you're good. That's going to help you out right there. Now, of course, I did mention the sautéed onions somewhere in one of your meals. Now, the other big thing that I was talking about, because let's face it, all right, we can't always make gourmet meals and our vegetables don't always wash and chop themselves. I wish they did. But that doesn't happen, then we can go down the lines of the supplements that are rich in the quercetins and also nettles. Nettle is a green plant that is the stinging nettle. Don't recommend going out and trying to find it yourself because it does hurt if you grab it and try to pick it. It does have little stingers on it. But nettle and quercetin as a combo can be a really amazing duo to help to fight allergies. And so oftentimes what I'll do, I'll have the food prescription like I just mentioned. Then what I'll have folks doing is I will have them take something called Histaease. It's from Designs for Health. And designsforhealth.com is how you can find this. You can put in my name, Dr. Janine Krause, and my I think that's how you get it, Dr. Janine Krause on there. I will clarify that in my podcast notes because I can't seem to find where I wrote that down. So go to my podcast notes at drjkrausend.com and you will find out how to get a hold of Designs for Health products. on that website. But HistaEase is one of the great ones, and it's two capsules twice a day between meals. Now, if you choose not to go down the Designs for Health route, HistaBlock is another product by Nature Sunshine. You can get that on vitamin websites such as Lucky Vitamin or iHerb or any of those, or even Amazon at this point. But Nature's Sunshine is not as strong as HistaEase. It's a stronger concentration. Another concentration that I like is called Aller-C. It has vitamin C in it. I do like that one, especially for the folks that aren't eating as many of their fruits and veggies. It has the bioflavonoids, and that's what's in your fruits and veggies to help you with stabilizing your histamine reaction. So you can choose any one of those, and the same dosage as what I do is two capsules twice a day between meals. Now, what a lot of folks will also do is take something called bromelain. Bromelain is an extract from papaya in particular, and it is used to help to break up mucus. N-acetylcysteine is another product that you can use to do that as well. But I have found that bromelain tends to work better for the allergic response, and LRC by Vital Nutrients happens to have that in there, and it makes it a nice, well-rounded product. Now, in terms of other things you can do to calm your body's sensitivity to allergic reactions, I typically have patients also taking a fish oil. If you're not into fish oil, yes, flax oil could be an alternative. And the idea is to have 3 grams a day of the fish oil or flax oil. My favorite fish oil is always Nordic Naturals, and I highly recommend the product called Pro Omega for folks looking to work on their allergies. Now, those are the main things that I will have folks do in terms of diet and supplements. The other thing that's extremely useful, if you can tolerate it, is a neti rinse, so the neti pot. I myself can't do it. It makes me gag. I can't do the Neil Med rinse either, the saline rinse. But if you can tolerate that, doing that every single night is amazing, because think of it this way. You're flushing out all of the pollens that come into your system overnight. Another big thing to think about with the allergic response is that when you go outside, you get pollens attached to your clothes, to your shoes. Take your shoes off. Don't walk through your house with your shoes. Take your shoes off and leave them at the door. Take your clothes that you've been outside in, especially if you've been playing outside, you've been walking outside. Those pollens are going to stick to you. And if you still have those clothes on when you come in your house, you're bringing more pollens into your house. So I highly recommend that you have clothes that are your indoor clothes and you have your outdoor clothes. And you take your outdoor clothes off when you come in the house and they go in the laundry. And washing your clothes more frequently, if you're the type of person that, you know, leaves a sweatshirt for, you know, maybe a week before washing it, go ahead and wash it. Do it. Now, the other thing about all of this is taking care of the inside of your house. A lot of us will open the windows up in the spring and get fresh air. And well, guess what? If you have an allergy issue, that's going to let all those pollens in. So what you want to do if you're going to open up the windows, because let's face it, it's nice to do that. You need your HEPA filters in the house. You need to have your air being filtered. But what you also need to think about is your throw blankets. All of those need to be washed regularly because those are going to pick up the pollens too. Also your rugs in your house. And so I recommend that everyone wash their throw blankets, wash their rugs, wash your comforters or your duvet covers. You got to wash all of that stuff once a week just to help to knock down the dust mites, but also knock down any pollens that become attached to those. The other biggie is if you're a highly allergic person and you have a dog, your dog is going to bring in pollens too. So I recommend when the dog comes into the house, taking a towel that's damp and just wiping down the dog, feet and all, just to get the pollens down. Now, I know this sounds like a lot of work, but honestly, just doing some of these things on a regular basis in terms of habit can make a huge difference, especially if you're one of those people that wears your shoes in your house. Don't do that. Take your shoes off of the door. I mean, think about it. Think about all the things you could step in. Ugh. Think about all the pesticides and things that can get on the bottom of your shoes, and you're bringing them into your house and they're going to go roll around on the floor and play with your animals, or you're going to roll out on your foam roller or something like, oh no, take your shoes off, leave them at the door. That reduces a heck of a lot of pollens. Okay, so I've went through the different things you can do in terms of diet. I've talked about supplements. I've talked about lifestyle stuff. The last one is one of the biggest questions that I always get from patients, and it's all about raw honey. Does raw local honey help you to prevent allergies? So let me talk a little bit about the background here. Now, raw local honey is going to have all of the pollens that you could potentially be allergic to if you are allergic to, say, clover, or say you're allergic to grasses, or you're allergic to certain flowers in the area, or if you're allergic to pollens from trees. Now, bees in particular are not going to necessarily go after all of the things that you're allergic to, but they might come into contact with some of these different pollens. Mostly bees are going to be on flowering types of plants because that's what they do, right? They're pollinators. They're not necessarily going to be hanging out on a pine cone if you are allergic to, say, pine or alder or some of these trees that are popular. I'm trying to throw out ones that are popular in the Pacific Northwest, but in particular, pine pollen is a biggie, and cedar and things of that nature. Now, if you're allergic to grasses, your grass is not going to necessarily have flowers on it, so the bees aren't necessarily going to go after that. However, you know, pardon me, see, I'm already coughing for no apparent reason during this podcast. The bees can be helpful if you're allergic to things that bloom. That's basically my answer there. That's where I've seen them to be the most useful, is if you have an allergy to anything that flowers, then bees can be useful too. In terms of grasses and tree pollens, things of that nature, not so much. But, you know, the science, if you will, behind it is that a little bit of something that you're allergic to, found in the honey can help to keep you sensitized to that allergic item just enough that you won't produce symptoms. So it's like a low grade versus a inundated with the item type of reaction. So it would be almost like you were taking little dosages of what you're allergic to all throughout the year. And then when you get exposed to a big amount of it, your body doesn't react. It's kind of the idea of like cures like, and the essential concept of homeopathy. I have seen, like I said before, with folks who are allergic to things that bloom, that the honey can be helpful as long as you're getting honey from your local area. If you go get honey from the Chicago area, but you have allergies to the Pacific Northwest items, doesn't do the same thing. So what I propose to folks is, hey, try it, see what happens. I've seen better results with the nettles, the quercetin, the bioflavonoids, and in eating better and just taking care of yourself. Another biggie that I failed to mention is drinking water, flushing your system. The more you hydrate, the more you are hydrated, the better you can flush out these pollens. And yes, the neti pot and those things do help because they can flush the pollens that get stuck in the nose, in that nasal area. Plus, it also helps to clear out some of the histamine, mucus secretions, things of that nature. I've also had folks use vaporizers in their homes in terms of eucalyptus, tea tree, thyme oil. Those are three great ones to help with keeping the airways open and just helping to breathe better. I often have made little salves, like taken lotion, like a teaspoon of lotion and one drop of eucalyptus essential oil, and put it on someone's chest just to help them to breathe. Now, there are companies out there, the multi-level marketing ones like doTERRA, that have the different breathing oils, and so does Young Living. And those combinations are great, but you can use a pure eucalyptus oil or a tea tree or a thyme oil and do just as good. In fact, I even use my favorite. It's called Dr. Bob's Medicated Oil by Blue Poppy Press, and I just use that with a teaspoon of almond oil or coconut oil and put it on my chest to help with the breathing overnight if I've got an allergic reaction going on or if I am dealing with a cold. So there's multiple different things that you can do to treat yourself naturally for getting rid of your allergy symptoms. The biggest thing, though, is prevention. And keep in mind that taking things like Zyrtec and Claritin and all that sometimes can be stronger than the natural herbs for you in this case. But in other cases, I've seen some great success, especially if you're taking care of yourself overall, like working on your diet, working on stress reduction, alcohol reduction, that kind of stuff can make a huge difference if you don't want to have such strong allergy responses. So the moral of the story with how I approach this in my practice is we just assess where someone's at. And if we're working right at in the moment of, okay, it's allergy season, full-on symptoms, sometimes I'll have folks take their 12-hour Claritin and then work on diet and see if you can back off on the use of your medication. And sometimes that works great. But sometimes what I have folks do is do a little bit of a cleaned-up diet along with the Histaease, like I mentioned before, or the LRC, or the HistaBlock, any of those, and see how you do. You might be surprised that this can help keep things in check. Sipping on nettle tea during the day can be amazing. Nettle and eyebright. Eyebright is euphrasia, if you're looking at the Latin term for it. Eyebright is great for the itchy red eyes. And so sometimes I'll have people make their own tea, a combination of that. You can get nettles bulk really easy, mountainroseherbals.com, and make your own tea. And usually when I'm doing a combo, I'll do like nettles, I'll do eyebright, I'll do plantain, and combo those three together just kind of for the soothing effect of them. It all kind of depends. Cleavers, which is a great herb for helping to clear the neck, in particular in the head, of sinus congestion and just lymphatic congestion. So I would say if you're looking to make a tea that you can also sip on warm or cool throughout the day during allergy season, I would add in and do equal parts nettles. I would do nettles. I would do eyebright. I would do nettles, eyebright, cleavers. Those are my three faves. And for some flavoring, just to get a yummy flavor, do something like lemon balm. It's a great stress reliever herb. It's an adaptogenic herb. And so those four equal parts, you can get them on mountainroseherbals.com. So once again, that was nettles, eyebright, cleavers, and lemon balm. And those four are awesome. And I just would take an ounce of each of them, dump them all together, mix them all up, and then just scoop a tablespoon to one cup of warm water and steep it in there for 15 minutes. When I said warm water, I mean boiling water. Steep it for 15 minutes and then let it go down to being warm before you sip on it, or make it cool, either way. But that's kind of my go-to for during the day, to just have you helping with sipping on things and working to help prevent those allergies. So yes, the answer is yes, you can help to prevent allergies naturally. You can desensitize yourself. You just need to take care and get a little bit of great natural quercetin and bioflavonoids in the form of your apples, your dark cherries, berries, your cruciferous family, or your dark leafy greens, or your half a cup of sauteed onions a day. Just go back to that diet there. And then working on reducing the inflammation, producing foods that dairy, gluten, wheat, corn, soy, and sugar. Those five biggies, if you reduce those or at least eliminate them for like 2 weeks, you can shut things down. Increase your water to the amount of ounces in half your body weight. So calculate your body weight in pounds and then drink that amount of ounces of water a day to keep yourself well hydrated. And yeah, you know, if you can get a hold of some local honey, go ahead. Local raw honey, add a little bit of that in a day, like a teaspoon or so. Maybe add it to your tea, and just that's the great plan right there. And adding in the HistaBlock, HistaEase, or the LRC, and I know that's three things. I will put them at my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com so you can see what I'm talking about. And I will put the code if you did want to order Designs for Health straight from their website. It is my favorite product for this. And I know you can get it online too at other resources. So I'll put it all up there for you on my website. Once again, drjkrausnd.com. And I'll put my protocol up there so you have it, so you don't have to be quick taking notes here. And see how it goes. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how things go. Keep in mind that working on preventing allergies is not just a, oh crap, allergy season's 2 weeks away, boom, I need to do something. It is a couple months ahead. You can be thinking about it and get yourself dialed in. You will have a much less miserable allergy season than when you're like 2 weeks ahead and you're like, boom, I need to do something immediately. Just keep that in mind. And last but not least, I totally forgot to say it again, the fish oil or the flax oil, those are amazing products for helping to stabilize your mast cells and keep them happy. Nordic Naturals is my favorite brand of fish oil. And in terms of flax oil, I like Barlean's and they're great for that. So there you have it. I have broken down how I deal with allergy season naturally. I would love to hear some feedback from you and love to hear more questions. My next one I'm going to do is what to do if you get a cold and what to do immediately, because I've got a lot of questions from folks about, hey, I am getting the first signs of a cold. What do I do? So stay tuned. My next podcast is going to be about that, so that you've got some notes you can have there on the fly in terms of what to do when you get a cold. Alrighty, you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.